Hello everyone, it's Father Jim. Next Sunday we start this Holy of Holies week, where our Lord begins his entry into Jerusalem, and then finally on the Sunday after he's raised from the dead. I'm always moved by his entry into Jerusalem. The golden gate was still closed, awaiting the Messiah. It still is closed. And his entry was really very simple. He didn't have any tanks. He didn't have any national emblems and flags. He just had some branches that people waved, singing, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And he travelled on an animal, which we'll hear in a minute. There were no carpets, no Hollywood red carpet for him. They just put some cloaks down and strewn the way with flowers and branches. But when he arrived, it wasn't to glory in his popularity. He went in to cleanse the temple. Churches can often become places of sales and commercialism. He came to clean the temple where they were selling pigeon pie rather than pigeons for sacrifice. And you and I are temples where God wishes to dwell, and he wishes to purify us. I hope the high altar in my heart is dedicated to the one true God. I hope. But I do know I've still got lots of little side altars dedicated to other godlets. My good name, popularity, I won't embarrass you with what they are. But it's very painful to allow the Lord in to cleanse us, because he may disabuse us that what we think was a shrine to the one true God is really a shrine to Father Jim. Supposing I was rich and I had some works of art that I was very happy to display to my friends, and I dared invite somebody from Christie's or Sotheby's, an expert, in to check out one of my paintings, and I'd be heartbroken to find out actually that's not an original at all. That was painted on Worthing Pier in 1936. To be purified is painful. And so the people of Jerusalem found it painful when the Lord appeared to purify the sanctuary. And so what was originally a very popular arrival became dangerous for him. He left Jerusalem and went down to the east of the Jordan. And the great question that his friends were asking, will he come up to the festival or not? And they were looking for him. And he did. He was there for the holy feast. And we'll remember that when he died, according to St. John, it was the eve of the Passover, when the lambs of sacrifice were being sacrificed in the temple. The new Lamb of God loved his friends to the end. So, although Palm Sunday may seem triumphant, the Lord had to go downhill into the dust before he could be raised from the dead. So let's hope that we'll travel with him during this holy week. Be with him in his suffering, so as to share his glory and his joy of the resurrection. There's a beautiful little poem by G.K. Chesterton about the donkey. You know, rather an amusing little animal, usually rather stubborn, I believe, mules and donkeys. But Chesterton points out that although he may be rather a deformed animal, cause a bit of a laugh, he did have his moment. The Donkey by G.K. Chesterton. When fishes flew and forests walked, and figs grew among thorn, some moment when the moon was blood, then surely I was born. With monstrous head and sickening cry and ears like errant wings, the devil's walking parody on all four-footed things. The tattered outlaw of the earth, of ancient crooked will, starve, scourge, deride me. I'm dumb. I keep my secret still. Fools! For I also had my hour, one far, fierce hour and sweet. There was a shout about my ears, and palms before my feet. Amen.